I'm speaking with Rhys van Twisk, who is involved in the LibreCAD project. LibreCAD is a 2D computer-assisted design program.
Well, Rich, thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thank you very much. How long have you been doing this? It looks like it's about 2 years old.
That's correct. I started this project, I think, in the end of 2009. Actually, when my wife started to complaining that it took such a long time on my CNC machine, the different steps were involved to make a CAD drawing into what's called G-code. And at that point, I decided to fork a project called QCAD, which was developed somewhere in 1999. An open source version of QCAD called QCAD CE, Community Edition, was created. That was, I think, most distributions, Debian, Red Hat, is using that version from 2004, which was still based on Qt3. Recently, that is 2010, the distributions decided that Qt3 was outdated and an upgrade needed to be done to Qt4. So one thing led to another. My project was based on QCAD, which helped me to create G-code from my CNC machine, but I needed a Qt4 version. And as such, I started to port QCAD to Qt4. I'm sorry about the number of Qs involved here. I put it on, of course, on SourceForge and created an SVN repository and put my commits on there. At that time, I had little, somewhat involvement in Linux CNC, told them about what I was doing, and the word started to spread. We created a name for my QCAD fork, and that ended up in LibreCAD. Well, at some point, I created more submits. More people got involved, and currently I think we're doing around 20,000 downloads a week.
Wow, that's not bad. How many people are involved in the developer side?
I did the complete 1.0.0 development of LibreCAD. We have another guy that is working on 2.0.0. So I'm not a release manager anymore. I'm just standing on the sideline. They're awesome programmers. We have two that are involved for a very long time already, for over a year. And we're starting to get two new developers that are anxious to get making commits to the core of LibreCAD. So essentially, we currently have four developers where there are two at least very, very active.
I'm personally very interested in cooperation between projects. And before we started, we were talking about FreeCAD. Tell me about the relationship between the two projects.
As it stands right now, there is no direct relay, except there are talks that FreeCAD wants to communicate with LibreCAD. And probably that will be done using a Python interface to LibreCAD core. But those are just talks and ideas still. And nothing concrete has been done, at least not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Those discussions came mainly from the FreeCAD, from a forum I've been leading a couple of weeks ago. It's an awesome project, by the way, FreeCAD.
What's planned for the 2.0.0 version?
Well, our main developer told me that he's interested in creating Voronoi cells, which allows LibreCAD to make better hatches and more complex fill-ins than currently is possible. The method that is currently used, the more objects that are involved, the more complex the calculations are and the longer they take for a hatch to complete. So one of the things is for the noise cells. He's very interesting in developing that. They have been creating various new interfaces and changing still some of the old Qt3 code to Qt4 to bring the project into a better shape. Also for the upcoming Qt5, I think. Cleaning up is always working in a forked project like this. We are working on plugin support, which is fairly primarily at this point, but functional. Last week, I got a message from a guy who said, I made two plugins. Please take a look at it. Although still a simple interface, people can work with it. We want to extend that to support more objects. Hopefully the FreeCAD people will also be able to use that interface to communicate with LibreCAD to pick up objects and to send them back to LibreCAD. One of the major things that is going to happen is we're working on a new wiki and a manual. Unfortunately, due to license restrictions, we could not include the old QCAD manual into LibreCAD, so we had to pull it off. We're working on the new manual because it does seem that people really, really like to have a proper manual in place. And not only an online manual, but also an inline manual that just gets pulled up even if you don't have an internet connection. I have had some messages from Africa, for example. People don't have internet connections there, but they do distribute LibreCAD, and without the manual, it's hard for those people to get going.
It sounds like if somebody wanted to get involved, documentation would be a really good place for them to start working.
Yes, absolutely. We already have some people that are anxious to wait, and I'm in the progress of setting up a proper wiki for that, and that wiki will also be able to allow us to create a PDF manual and an HTML manual that we can include inline. As always with an open source project, everybody can hop in. We have an ISC channel. We do run a forum, so if you want to have a live chat with us, we always have developers available. The ISC channel is not that big yet, 14 members on average, but still there is always somebody that can answer a question. We don't have any restrictions on who to participate. We accept most code if it's beneficial to the project and not specific to one problem, then we usually can accept that code. So we are a really open community. Everybody is welcome to get involved if you have an interest in 2D CAD.
Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, Rich.
Bye.
Bye.